Welcome to the Daily Archive radio station, brought you by Hung Tru from the University of Toronto and Ruo Tian Luo from TTI Chicago. You're listening to the robotics category of November 24, 2021. Do you know that the main library at Indiana University sinks over an inch a year? When it was designed, engineers failed to take into account the weight of all the books that would occupy the building. Today, we have selected two papers out of three submissions.
Now let's hear paper number one.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Song Han, Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Sirtak Karaman, Associate Professor of Aeronautics and Astronautics, Massachusetts Institute of Technology. And Daniela Russ, Andrew, 1956, and Erna Viterbi, Professor of Computer Science, MIT.
Paper title: VISTA 2.0, an open, data-driven simulator for multimodal sensing and policy learning for autonomous vehicles. Authored by Alexander Amini, Soon-Sun Wang, Igor Gilichensky, Wilko Schwarting, Jurjian Liu, Song Han, Sirtak Karaman, and Daniela Russ. Paper abstract: simulation has the potential to transform the development of robust algorithms for mobile agents deployed in safety-critical scenarios. However, the poor photorealism and lack of diverse sensor modalities of existing simulation engines remain key hurdles towards realizing this potential. Here, we present VISTA, an open-source, data-driven simulator that integrates multiple types of sensors for autonomous vehicles. Using high-fidelity, real-world datasets, VISTA represents and simulates RGB cameras, 3D LiDAR, and event-based cameras, enabling the rapid generation of novel viewpoints in simulation and thereby enriching the data available for policy learning with corner cases that are difficult to capture in the physical world. Using VISTA, we demonstrate the ability to train and test perception to control policies across each of the sensor types and showcase the power of this approach via deployment on a full-scale autonomous vehicle. The policies learned in VISTA exhibit sim-to-real transfer without modification and greater robustness than those trained exclusively on real-world data.
This sounds pretty awesome. Now let's hear paper number two.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Yuri Glamikov, PhD student, Yale University.
Paper title: Tenedesis Grasp Emulator, Kinematic Assessment of Wrist-Driven Orthotic Control. Authored by Aaron E. Chang, Ragib Mardini, Andrew I. W. McPherson, Yuri Glamikov, and Hannah S. Stewart.
Paper abstract:
wrist-driven orthotics have been designed to assist people with C6-7 spinal cord injury. However, the kinematic constraint imposed by such a control strategy can impede mobility and lead to abnormal body motion. This study characterizes body compensation using the novel Tenedesis Grasp Emulator, an adapter orthotic that allows for the investigation of tenedesis grasping in subjects with unimpaired hand function. Subjects perform a series of grasp and release tasks in order to compare normal, test control, and constrained wrist-driven modes, showing significant compensation as a result of the constraint. A motor-augmented mode is also compared against traditional wrist-driven operation, to explore the potential role of hybrid human-robot control. We find that both the passive wrist-driven and motor-augmented modes fulfill different roles throughout various tasks tested. Thus, we conclude that a flexible control scheme that can alter intervention based on the task at hand holds the potential to reduce compensation in future work.
This is absolutely fantastic.